Hey there, fellow humans. Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. Today's topic: the sometimes messy, often liberating art of forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges? You know, the one that weighs you down, makes you tense up, and generally sucks the joy out of everything. Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, I get it. Holding onto anger and resentment can feel like a righteous act, but let me tell you, it's more like slowly poisoning yourself. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of the past so you can move forward with clarity, peace, and even joy. Ready to ditch that heavy backpack and embrace a lighter way of being? Let's dive in. First up, forgiveness isn't for them, it's for you. That's right. When you choose to forgive, you are not giving the other person a free pass, you're making a conscious decision to release yourself from the grip of anger and bitterness. Think about it like this. Holding on to resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. Next, understand that forgiveness takes time. It's not a switch you flip on overnight. Be patient with yourself, it's a journey, not a destination. Remember, healing isn't linear, it's more like an ever-winding path with twists and turns. Don't beat yourself up if you have setbacks or moments of doubt. Just gently guide yourself back to the path of letting go. Thirdly, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes, even if it feels impossible. What might they be struggling with? What experiences shape their actions? Remember, everyone is carrying their own baggage. It doesn't excuse bad behavior, but it can help you understand it on a deeper level. Fourth, focus on your own well-being. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about prioritizing your own peace and happiness. Holding on to anger and resentment will only hurt you in the long run. Choose to invest your energy in things that nourish your soul and bring you joy. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's a powerful act of self-love and empowerment. By choosing to forgive, you're breaking free from the past and creating space for a brighter future. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something that's been weighing you down? Like a huge weight has been lifted off your shoulders. That's the power of forgiveness. Imagine if we all practice this more often. Think about it. Workplaces would be less stressful, relationships would be stronger, and there'd be less negativity in the world. Let me give you an example. My friend Sarah went through a nasty breakup a few years ago. She was heartbroken and angry, and she spent months replaying every hurtful moment in her head. It was like she was trapped in a loop of pain. But then one day, she decided to make a conscious choice. She would forgive her ex, not because he deserved it, but because she deserved peace. It wasn't easy, but over time, she started to let go of the anger and resentment. She realized that holding on to those feelings was only hurting herself. Today, Sarah is happier than ever. She's moved on with her life, and she's learned a valuable lesson about the power of forgiveness. Remember, choosing to forgive isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to let go of anger and resentment, but the rewards are immeasurable. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered than ever before. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and embrace the transformative power of forgiveness. Ready to ditch those old grudges and step into a brighter future? This week, I challenge you to make a conscious effort to forgive someone, even if it feels small. Write them a letter, you don't have to send it. Talk it out with a trusted friend, or simply make a silent vow to let go. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. That's all for today, my friends. Until next time, keep living your best stoic lives.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.